We're really blessed to really pour out on Jesus' heart and to be with others that want to pour out on him. And we know that some of the pictures will show Mary of Bethany, and that's that heart of the wife of the Lamb that's being formed in all of us that pours back on him, that's not wanting just for herself. He takes care of us. He takes care of his bride. But we want to pour back on him. And so why don't we just bow our hearts for a moment. Father, we just come before you, not in our own name, not with our own concerns, but we want to find you as you are. We want to find you the way that you have always been, and the spirit and the nature that you are. We want to leave the earth and all the problems and all the things that make us focus on ourselves. We just want to press past that together. We want to be like that woman with the issue. She pressed past all the crowd and all of the push and the pull, and she said, if I could just touch you, just touch your garment. Lord, just melt our hearts for Jesus, your son, Father. Lord, just allow the Spirit of God to flow through us instead of just to sit silent in us, to flow in us and move, to move those walls so that there will be more room for Jesus in this temple that is us, to move walls so there will be more room for his nature, more room for his life, more room for his essence, for his eternal essence. We pray then that you would be satisfied, so that you, Father, may receive the Son that is well beloved, the Son of your love. That's what he's called. You called him that in the scriptures, the Son of your love. For him to take up residence inside of our being, not just a Savior outside of us sitting on a throne far away. Oh God, we want to pursue you together. We do pursue you. We want to do it again and again and again, not just because we need you, but because we need you. You know, Father, you know how much we need him, totally not based on our lives and our problems. We want to love Jesus the way he wants to be loved. We want to be a vessel instead of just a person that's a Christian. We want to be a vessel of life to others. So, Father, we thank you for this word, this time. We thank you for the Spirit of God speaking, that he will speak to us, calling us out, publicly calling us out and challenging our hearts, not our commitments, but our hearts, not our minds, our hearts, not our doctrines, our hearts, that he alone would be worthy, and that we would fall on our faces and say, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive all the glory. The Lamb, the slain Lamb, to receive glory and honor. Not us, not unto us, but unto him be power and wisdom and might. Oh, all the people, we will fall on our faces and say, worthy is the Lamb. So, Father, continue in our hearts. Continue at this time we're gathered together. Continue to move in us, in your body, Jesus' body, to speak that which will challenge our hearts, to separate our hearts and our mind away from ourself, to separate unto you, unto him who is worthy, by the Spirit who is very faithful unto you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.